This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top U.S. congressional lawmakers struck a late-night agreement on the last major obstacle to a COVID-19 economic relief package costing nearly $1 trillion. That clears the way for a vote as early as Sunday. A Democratic aide said in an email that an agreement had been reached late Saturday and that compromise language was being finalized. The COVID-19 legislation has been held up after months of dysfunction, posturing, and bad faith. Talks turned serious in December, however, as lawmakers now face the deadline of acting before they exit Washington for Christmas. The bill, lawmakers and aides say, would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and funding for schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. U.S. distribution of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine began Saturday, with more than 3,700 sites scheduled to start receiving and administering shots as soon as Monday. Introduction of the new vaccine comes as U.S. communities experience record coronavirus infections and deaths. Workers on Saturday were packing vaccines into containers and loading them onto trucks, according to U.S. Army General Gustav Perna, who held a news conference on Saturday. Trucks will set out Sunday, and shipments will start reaching healthcare providers as soon as Monday. Doses of vaccine must travel with security guards, including U.S. Marshals. They'll be stored in locked refrigerators. U.S. plans call for at-risk groups, such as elderly people in nursing homes and medical workers, to receive injections first. More is available on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UNICEF has struck a rare agreement with the Taliban in war-ravaged Afghanistan to establish thousands of informal schools in areas controlled by the Islamist insurgent group. The program will reach up to 140,000 Afghan boys and girls, who an estimated 3.7 million children are out of school. A UNICEF official said that currently there are 680 such informal classes already taking place across these provinces. He said the agreement will scale those up to 4,000. The death toll from a suicide bombing in Somalia has risen to 16 after a number of people hurt in the blast succumbed to their injuries overnight. That's according to a security source who spoke to the French news agency on Saturday. Initially, six people, including three senior military officials, were killed Friday when a suicide bomber attacked a stadium in the Somali city of Galkayo ahead of the planned arrival of the country's prime minister. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, which took place as a crowd waited for the arrival of Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble. The stadium is located in the south of Galkayo. It's 600 kilometers north of Mogadishu, the country's capital. Al-Shabaab said in a statement it had targeted the prime minister in the attack. Roble was reported to be safe, having not yet arrived at the stadium when the explosion occurred. The Al-Qaeda-linked group, which is waging a deadly insurgency in Somalia and regularly targets military and government officials, has previously claimed responsibility for similar attacks. British and European negotiators have dug in their heels. Each is demanding more concessions from the other as post-Brexit trade talks drag into Sunday. The talks are deadlocked on fishing rights. Sources from both sides said that unless the other backed down on access to UK waters, Britain would leave the single market at midnight on December 31st without a deal on cross-channel commerce. An EU diplomat told the French news agency that Brussels had made Britain its last offer on fishing, and it was now down to the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to decide whether he wants a deal. The tough talk came as both sides were engaged in intense negotiations to secure a pact before the end of the month. No deal would risk chaos at EU and UK borders, where a pre-deadline rush has caused long lines of trucks waiting to cross. Once again, you can keep up on the news we're following at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, this is VOA News.